For WKU Public Radio, I'm Barbara Deeb. Nearly two decades ago, the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Fund unveiled a half-scale replica of the Vietnam Veterans Memorial in Washington, D.C. Since that time, the traveling exhibit has traveled thousands of miles and allowed scores of veterans the opportunity to face the wall within their own communities. The Vietnam Traveling Memorial Wall will be in Cave City through September 4th. Sharon Tabor, the executive director of the Cave City Convention and Tourist Commission, joins us to talk more about the event. Sharon, the Vietnam Traveling Memorial Wall is actually a 3/5 scale of the Vietnam Memorial in D.C., made of marble, which is not very portable. So give me a sense, if somebody comes this weekend to Cave City, to the Cave City Convention Center, what can they expect to see?
What they will see is what appears to be marble. It's a lighter weight material, and this one will be 350 feet long. And the wall panels are organized by year, so the casualties are listed by year, which means they're not in alphabetical order. So if someone's looking for a particular person, a family member, a friend, we actually have a location booth where you can go ask for the name. It'll be in alphabetical order, and they will give you the panel to go look for so you can do a rubbing or just remember that person.
Now, the location is to the right of the Cave City Convention Center.
Right.
So there was method in that madness. The land there is more level?
It's more level, and you can see it as you come down the road.
Why is it important for this Vietnam Traveling Memorial Wall to visit Cave City?
There were so many men in our area who lost their lives, and we wanted to do something to give back to the community. This is also the 50th anniversary of the Vietnam War, as we remember it. We have a great location. It's near the interstate, and it's a holiday weekend, which gives the opportunity for thousands of people who would not be able to go to Washington, D.C., to visit in our community.
In addition, I read something how having the wall, the memorial wall, in your hometown, for those who are still healing from the Vietnam War, this is an opportunity to feel safe when it's in their own community and actually maybe visit the wall.
Yes, it's a healing process. There is something about the wall and the memorial where people can just visit and they remember their buddies and their family and their friends, and it's like something is a release, some kind of an emotional release that occurs that helps people to heal from the raw emotions of having served in Vietnam in an era where the military was not respected. And we also have veterans on site, so if somebody wants to talk to someone who was actually there, who knew and remembered, and can help them with that process, because many years it can go without talking about it, and you suddenly have someone in the Vietnam Memorial existence to do a sort of healing, putting aside some raw emotions.
In addition, there will be on-site counseling provided by Western Kentucky University. So in the 40 seconds or so we have remaining, Sharon Tabor, give us a sense of what one can experience this weekend in Cave City as the Vietnam Traveling Memorial Wall visits.
You are walking in back in time to an era that the country was in turmoil, and these veterans were not given a lot of respect when they came home. And this is an opportunity for the community to say thank you for your service.
We've been talking with Sharon Tabor, the executive director of the Cave City Tourist and Convention Commission, about the visiting Vietnam Veterans Memorial Traveling Wall on-site in Cave City through September 4th. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Barbara Deeb.